new country can be daunting. First, you've got to find somewhere to live. You've got paperwork and registration to sort to be able to work. Then you've got to navigate a new city, workplace, friendships, the list goes on. So where can you get help if you need it? Hello and welcome to Nursing Down Under. I'm Kate Creedon. Today I'm joined by Rosie Keane. Rosie is the Consul General of Ireland based in Sydney, a great resource for Irish nurses making the move to Australia. Originally from County Galway, Rosie worked in finance before joining the Department of Finance as a policy analyst. She joined the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade in 2016 and the following year was posted to the Irish Embassy in London. In 2021, she was appointed Consul General to Ireland and made the move to Sydney, helping to strengthen Irish and Aussie relations, promoting tourism and trade, as well as supporting Irish citizens living here. Consul General Keane, welcome.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's such a pleasure to be on your podcast. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's such a pleasure for us to have you. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself. How are you finding Australian life?
Wow, it is incredible here. It's such a unique country. I wonder, do Australians appreciate, like, when you come here, there's plants, animals, things you've never seen before. But even though it's so far away and some things can seem, you know, they're brand new, you might have seen them before, it's very easy to feel at home here. I think the Irish and the Aussies are quite similar in terms of our sense of humour and outlook and values. So it's so far so good. It's a really, really busy post here. Sydney is actually home to about 27,000 Irish-born people and about 700,000 further citizens here in New South Wales claim Irish ancestry. So it's really busy, but I love it.
And had you spent much time here before you took up the role?
No, I'd never been to Sydney or Australia in my life. So definitely when I decide to move to a country, I go all out and just come here for a couple of years. But no, I had never been here before, but it was somewhere that I always really wanted to come to. Like, I know, like a lot of Irish people, you know, so many of us have friends and relatives that have had such positive, fun experiences here. So I always had that, you know, I felt maybe I was missing out and I hadn't had the chance to do the Aussie trip down under. So when the opportunity came to apply for the role in Sydney, I jumped at it and here I am.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. What is the role of the Irish consulate in Australia?
So there's about four aspects to it. So the first one, and I suppose the most busiest aspect, and maybe the most important as well, is the provision of consular and passport services to our citizens. We have a huge diaspora here. And so that means we are very, very busy. And we get about 500 queries a month. So second, I suppose, aspect then of it is supporting the Irish community here. Sydney is amazing and it's incredible, but it's also very, very far from home. So, you know, people can sometimes feel disconnected. So there's so many Irish community groups that have been set up here, you know, to support people, but also, you know, say for sports, people that are interested in sports and things like that, and culture and business. So we would provide funding to a lot of them and provide a lot of support to keep them going. Then I suppose the third thing that we do a lot of here is we do a lot of economic promotion. So Australia is a really important trade partner for Ireland, and there's about 300 Irish companies operating here. So a huge amount of my work is in terms of promoting bilateral trade. And then, of course, then there's the cultural promotion aspect. We run an awful lot of events here to celebrate things like Halloween, Christmas, Bloomsday, obviously St. Patrick's Day as well. There's a huge interest here in Australia in contemporary Irish culture. So, you know, things like Derry Girls and Dermot Kennedy and things like that. So we do an awful lot of work. We partner with, say, local organisations like the Sydney Writers Festival. There's a lot going on. It's very, very busy post, but it's fantastic.
Well, I have to admit, Derry Girls is one of my favourite shows. So I'm glad that we're promoting that to other Aussies, because that is just a fantastic program. So you said that you got around 500 requests and things coming through. I mean, what sort of reasons are people coming to you and what sort of things might they need from you?
I suppose that the vast majority of queries we get are in relation to general passport queries, such as people applying for the first time or trying to get their passport renewed or replacing lost or stolen passports. And that's all quite straightforward. And we've an awful lot of information on our website about how you go about that. But owing, I suppose, as well to the size of the diaspora here, we get tons of questions from people that have Irish ancestry and are seeking an Irish passport, Irish citizenship. So that's quite a complex process in a way. You have to register a farm birth abroad, but we deal with a lot of those queries. And then occasionally, and sadly though, we would get people coming to us seeking emergency consular assistance, and I can speak a little bit more about that if you like. And then we also get a lot of requests from the community, say, for support with different things, and that can be really nice things like, you know, community events, cultural activities. So it's a mixed bag, but I'd say in the main it's mostly passport queries, but we can deal with most consular queries, or if we don't have a service available, we can signpost a caller to another organization that could help.
So if you do find yourself in a situation that's a little bit difficult, or you perhaps don't have somewhere to stay for a short term, is that something that citizens can come to you and get some help with?
Absolutely. So in terms of our emergency consular assistance, a lot of that will be very serious, like, so say serious illnesses, injuries, death, but also as well victims of crime, things like that. We can provide assistance with that. What we also do as well, we have a partnership with the Irish Support Agency, and we provide them with funding every year. And the Irish Support Agency are the go-to organisation in terms of, say, if you find for whatever reason you've lost your job and you're down on your luck, or, you know, that you're really struggling to make friends here. They deal with so many of these issues, but we work very, very closely with them, and we would refer people on to the Irish Support Agency. And they can help with all sorts, even practical assistance, like, say, how to open a bank account here, which we can do as well. But certainly, it doesn't matter what the type of query you do come to us with. We can either help you with it directly, or we can provide you with the details of one of our partners or refer you to them for assistance.
Yeah, it's great to know that support there. Now, we know obviously during the pandemic, migration to Australia pretty much stopped, almost stopped. What's happening now? Are you seeing more people moving out, particularly nurses?
Absolutely. I think it's really hard to get an exact figure on it, but anecdotally speaking, like, we see it here, even in terms of the number of queries we're getting in, it has risen quite significantly. But I suppose in a normal year, we would expect to see about 2,500 people coming out here, but that is substantially higher at the moment. But it's a bit of an artificial spike in a sense, because during the pandemic, I suppose Australia was closed for about 3 years. So you have that backlog of people that had their ticket bought in February or May or March 2020 and are only now getting to come out here. So you're seeing that, but we would expect it to taper off and go back to usual levels. But I suppose, like, one of the things, it's such a well-worn path, like, say, Irish people coming to Australia and also Australians going to Ireland. Like, I think, like, the vast majority of Irish people have such positive experiences here and such positive memories that they share with their family and friends back home. And many of them return home as well. And Ireland is a country of immigrants, and we have been traversing the earth or the world for many, many decades. And I don't expect that to finish anytime soon.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, it's actually, we've got a great relationship, don't we, the Australian and Irish relationship. I mean, do you get to know many of the nurses that move out to Australia?
Not as many as I like, but I'm really, really keen to reach out to the nursing diaspora here. And that's why I'm so grateful to have been invited onto this podcast. And just for your listeners, I'm hoping to launch next year a medical professionals networking group. So we would have events here in the consulate, but we'll be launching a survey later on. I think we'll be launching it in October, just reaching out to the nurses and doctors, asking what they would like to see from a networking group. What would be interesting for them? Would it be information on what's happening back home, or would they like, you know, information on certain clubs, societies here? So we will be launching that. So watch this space. But yes, like, the nurses are such a huge part of our diaspora here, and you meet a lot of them. But I would like to meet more and in a group and see what we can do together in terms of building a relationship and also helping new arrivals and those that are here for a while, you know, really deepen their links to the Irish community here.
And what about new arrivals who might be feeling a little homesick or lonely? Is that something you can help them out with, one of those groups or those services?
Absolutely. So we provide a lot of consular support. And again, with the Irish Support Agency, like, we provide them with a lot of funding, and they have a wonderful service called Solace, and it's a mental health counselling service. So if you ring in and you're really lonely, homesick, you know, they will provide you with a certain amount of free appointments. And then after that, then it's means assessed. But they have a huge amount of resources there to help people like that are feeling isolated or vulnerable. But also, in addition to that, there's loads of Irish community groups here there's so many, no matter what you're into, like sports, music, Irish film, even say like the Pride community is really well represented within the Irish community here. There's mother and baby groups. There's so many resources here. But just in particular, I would like to just, you know, for those that are finding it a bit tough, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us here in the consulate. We can help. We can, you know, signpost you and help you find that support you need. And again, the Irish Support Agency are just wonderful. But also, if I may, the Samaritans, which is a counselling service back in Ireland, they provide a free service for people that are resident in Australia. So they have a number, and it's 1800-570-699. So 1800-570-699, and that's free, and the calls are answered back in Ireland. But it's a wonderful, wonderful service. And it's just, if you're having a really tough time and you feel like you've no one to turn to, there are those resources. And there's also a men's specific group as well called W Now. It was a group founded by David Eccles and Ty Kennelly, who might be very well known in the Irish community here. He used to play with the Sydney Swans. And they meet every Wednesday morning out in, I want to say, Coogee Beach.
Of course it's Coogee Beach, yeah.
Where else would it be?
Beautiful Coogee Beach.
It's a wonderful group and support network for men. You know, sometimes I think, you know, men aren't as open perhaps about talking about things when they get into trouble. But absolutely, if you or your partner is interested, they're called W Now, so WNOW. So they're a fantastic organisation. But as I said before, please do feel free to get in touch with the consulate here. You know, we'd be more than happy to help.
Now, the one question I guess I, you know, need to ask, if you do find yourself in trouble, you know, what can you do?
The consulate, you can email us at sydney@dfa.ie or phone us, Google the consulate, and there will be all our telephone numbers there. Same too with the ISA and the Samaritans. But also as well, you can make an appointment to come in here into the consulate, and we will, you know, speak to you. I have two team members here. They're senior consular officers, and I'm not joking you, they have come across every single situation you can possibly imagine. They are fantastic, and they're very kind, and will talk you through whatever, you know, the issue is and whatever you need help with. So I really would encourage people to, you know, drop in. And the Irish community, I suppose, it's a large community, but it's quite cohesive. So even if you go onto any of the Facebook groups like Irish in Sydney and things like that, people will know of the organisations like the Irish Support Agency, the Samaritans, WNOW. So like, and they're really easy to access and reach out to. So I really would encourage people that are just struggling a bit to get in touch. But more generally, if people are looking for information on some of the sports groups or the film festival and things like that, we have a lot of information on our website. And we also have a quarterly newsletter, which I'd encourage your listeners to sign up to. We will highlight a lot of events that are coming up and stuff in the community. So it's a good way to keep a track on things that are happening.
And do you find that people do tend to find their feet quite quickly once they do move to Australia?
They do, notwithstanding the fact that it is so far away. They do really tend to find their feet quickly. And I think that it's a combination of things. I think the Australians are culturally very, very similar. And, you know, there's the same kind of sense of humour. And like, I think Irish people feel very at home with Australians. But I think one of the things that really struck me about Sydney is before I came here, I was in London, and there's a huge Irish community there. But here, and I think because you're so far from home and you don't have that easy access to family, that there's such tremendous support here within the community. And we've really seen that during COVID, like groups getting online and reaching out and really checking in on people. So I think that really, really helps with the settling in, and like all the Irish Facebook groups as well. Like if there's any question you can think of, like getting a driver's license, police vetting, all of that, like there's so much information there. You know, it is very easy to feel at home. And of course, if you go out to County Coogee, it is literally like you're at home, but with good weather.
County Coogee, yes, that's exactly where you're going to find all the Irish community hanging out, enjoying that sunshine bright and early in the morning.
And if you're really, really hankering like for a taste of Ireland, there's a company called Taste Ireland, actually, and they have like Irish sweets and chocolate and crisps. And I have to say, I have a pretty healthy account with them myself. I order quite frequently because sometimes there is nothing like Irish chocolate, but you see that in some of the shops out in Coogee, you can get Irish products and things like that. So it is quite nice, and that can make you feel very comforted at times.
Yeah, it's nice to help with the homesickness if you do need a little bit of support. Rosie, thank you so, so much for joining us. It's been lovely to have you on and hear a little bit more about the support available to nurses making the move down under.
Thank you so much, Kate. I just want to wish all your listeners very well, and please do not hesitate to get in touch with the consulate if you need us.
If you have any questions, don't forget to send a voice message to the Nursing Down Under Instagram page. We'll be playing those in a later episode. Or if you're wanting to get the ball rolling on your move to Australia, reach out to the team by visiting alliancenursing.com.au.